Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan.
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that. You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome, everybody, to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian, that's Luke. Coming to you live from across the southern swath of Wisconsin. I'm over here in Waukesha on 540 AM as well as 101 FM, The Shaw. We're checking you out in Madison on 1580 AM as well as 92.7 FM. That's Devil Radio.
Yeah,
check
is.
Us out on the Devil Radio app. You can check us out at 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Join the political party. Give us a call, text, or tweet. And say hi to myself or Luke. Hi to Luke. I am back after a hiatus. Anything? What's been going on since I've been gone?
Yeah, Brian, you missed one heck of a show on Friday, man. We got the news early Friday, late Friday morning, that it was breaking. The U.S. Supreme Court overturned 50 years of precedent in Roe v. Wade.
Yeah, and it's not like we were surprised about it. Again, when the leaked thing happened, we weren't surprised about it. And then when it happened, we weren't surprised about it. But still, it sure did put a damper on me being up north with a whole bunch of ladies.
Yeah, I can imagine that was something that kind of took up your weekend as well.
And rightfully so. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not complaining about the situation. I'm not complaining about the dip
right.
on my vacation.
People that normally I do not see political posts from on social media were posting about how upset they were with the Supreme Court's decision. So it's one of those that is so much more far-reaching than I think anybody that follows the headlines on a regular basis can truly comprehend. And we're not going to know the political ramifications of Friday's decision for a minimum 5 months. If not, we're going to see shockwaves of this decision in every single future election from here on out. Brian. Like, this is something that's going to change the political fabric of politics in the United States. It is. And so it's one of those things you can't avoid it. I feel like everybody saw this news. If you're living under a rock, you still heard about the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade. And it's got some far-reaching implications because more than 50% of the American population, Brian, is women. Like, it is the Supreme Court taking away a right from a huge group of people in the United States.
Yeah, and lest we think it's just boiling it down to the abortion debate, it is not. It's about bodily autonomy.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, if I am dying and I need a blood transfusion and Luke has the right blood for my blood transfusion, nobody, no court, no court of law, you would be prosecuted if you forced him to give me that blood. If I was dying and I need a kidney and Luke had already died, like, he's already dead, but he didn't sign that his kidneys were up for donation. I could not have Luke's kidney, and no court in the entire United States could give me Luke's kidney. And if was given, I guarantee you a court would probably have me give it back, because that is, a court has more rights than women do now.
First day back, and you're hypothetically killing me? Come on, Brian.
You left and the entire station fell apart. I left and democracy fell apart. We can't really start fighting against each other.
We can't. Everybody. We need to be in this together.
I don't know how. It's really weird. Like, I'm not trying to be a prophet here, but sometimes the stuff we do, like, actually happens, and then people listen to what we said, or the things we said end up happening. It's really interesting and weird that way, because I don't want that power, because I'll accidentally bring the state off Marshmallow Man on all of us. In any case, so it's about a bodily autonomy.
But it's not the only thing that the Supreme Court's also trying to gut right now. Court's also, it is a portion of the attack on the separation of church and state.
Brother's looking to marry his partner as soon as possible so that he can continue to be married.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. You're referencing the Obergefell case. That is one of the Supreme Court precedents that Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, in his solo concurring opinion with the majority opinion on Friday that was written, he specifically laid out other precedents that the Supreme Court needs to go and overturn now, including the decision, the landmark case that allows same-sex marriage in the United States, and that was one of the ones in the crosshair for what this Supreme Court plans to overturn. But today alone, Brian, we had the Supreme Court come out with another decision from this session saying that a football coach in Washington State was wrongfully fired for encouraging his players to pray with him on the 50-yard line after and before football games. So he was fired for working at a public school, and he was asked to stop doing it, and he said, I won't stop doing it, and I'm going to encourage players to do it regardless of what you tell me. And he was fired in that case, worked its way all the way up to the Supreme Court, and this Supreme Court said, separation of church and state be damned. We're going to say that he was wrongfully fired and that it's okay for a public school employee to encourage prayer, a specific Christian prayer, after a high school, public high school sports event.
I wonder how they would feel if somebody, you know, started praying towards Mecca in the same way.
Absolutely. The Supreme Court would have reversed that decision. It would be in 180 completely the opposite if that was the case.
I wonder if anybody, you know, would be in trouble for, you know, encouraging Wiccan ceremonies or anything like that. Let's not mince words here. This is a bunch of Christian nationalists trying to go and take over this country and show that they can go and push us around and that everything has to go their way or the highway, and that's it. You know what? You're not a patriot. You are an anti-patriot if you're pushing those ideals. That's it. You are anti-democracy, and you are anti what this country is about. If you don't understand the separation of church and state, get out of the country. Bye. You're done. I'm done with you. I'm tired of this crap.
Well, and that's the thing, is they want to throw out decades, if not centuries, of legal precedent by just overruling everything that has established that division. The Establishment Clause in the U.S. Constitution says there will be no state-mandated religion, but there are Christians out there that are trying to implement their religion on the entire country, and it goes against the Constitution.
It's Christian Sharia law. And this is the exact, if you looked at history, again, they only know history from their own Bible, but maybe they, you know, maybe it's not in context for them because today we don't have ghost sex and giants and super babies. But, you know, if you look at actual history, the history of the world, not just the United States, the history of the world, every single time a theocracy has ruled, bad things happen. Absolutely horrible bad things happen. Do you know why? Because when you have a theology that rules everything and certain people are the ones who implement this, those certain people are clearly ordained by God. Well, you can't go against the word of them because you're going against the word of God. And you know what? Maybe if they interpret it a little bit differently than what the Bible maybe says, it doesn't really matter because God is telling them to go and interpret it live. And that's how you can go and get someone like Donald Trump to go and say, whatever I do is okay because I'm doing it.
Yeah.
And this is why.
It is a mindset that they are trying to force a minority's opinion.
Have all the stupid beliefs that you want to have and be stupid on your own. Don't force me to go and do anything based on your stupid beliefs.
Right. You can't mandate your religious beliefs onto an entire country. It doesn't work, especially when you're founded on the principle that we are striving for a more perfect union and that there is no state religion in the United States.
Let's say this. There is a fact that people are homosexual. That is a fact. It's your belief that the Bible is true. Do you understand the difference between those two things?
I do.
Because if you're going to go and make something up to go and change the rights of somebody who is, then you're just altering reality to go and fit your point of view.
Yeah, it's definitely one hell of a stance for the Supreme Court to go after all of this established precedent. And there's only more coming, Brian, which is the scary part, because we've got some more cases still this year to be announced before the end of the month that the Supreme Court may be gutting other aspects of the federal government as well. And so it's a terrifying time right now to be alive. And the Supreme Court is really just going on a tear and destroying a lot of the established legal precedent in this country. And it's
stare decisis my ass. By the way, those Supreme Court justices, I took time and I went through and I listened to their stupid confirmation hearings, which, by the way, the only reason why we have confirmation hearings is because, my goodness, someone had the audacity to nominate a Jewish justice. But anyway, these confirmation hearings, they lied, every single one of them that voted against this. They said, oh, no, stare decisis, it's decided law. No, it's decided law. Stare decisis, stare decisis, you lying sacks of crap. And Susan Collins, by the way, oh, you're disappointed? Well, you are the worst judge of character I've ever seen in the face of this earth. I don't know why anyone would want you to represent them. Even if you're a Republican, you really probably shouldn't vote for Susan Collins because she has a horrible judge of character. Some guy may show up and say, "Hey, I'm here to read your meter," and then maybe, you know, blow up the Capitol because
she's concerned.
Oh, he looked like a nice lady.
She's concerned at least. Like, at least Susan Collins is concerned for where we are as
concerned.
A nation.
That's really good, Susan Collins. Why don't you go after yourself? Seriously.
Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. That's Brian over there.
I'm a little cranky. I didn't sleep very much. I was turning over in my mind over and over again the overturning of democracy.
The ramifications of just our republic unraveling right before our very eyes.
Just because a bunch of people said this book told me something. I want to read some Patton Oswalt sent, and Patton Oswalt is a pretty darn awesome guy. People citing the Bible. It's a cool book with some wonderful passages, but it also has ghost sex and giants and super babies and demons. It's why we don't make laws based on Game of Thrones, My Little Pony, or Legend of Zelda, all of which have actually pretty deep canon that are just on par, if not bigger, than the Bible is. I'm just throwing it out there. Maybe more rich. I'd say, you know, Lord of the Rings actually has a lot of source material that's even better or, you know, strong as the Bible, I would say. Just, you know, why don't we go with Lord of the Rings? That could be our origin story, right? Why not? It works. Why not? L. Ron Hubbard, Scientology. Why don't we make laws based on Scientology? You know why? Because you can't prove them under scientific method. What you can do is prove that homosexuals exist and that transsexuals exist, and you can prove that, you know, women exist and that women, you know, should have maybe, I don't know, autonomy over their own body. Because if you don't believe in the autonomy of your own body, if you don't believe that you should have the right to your own body, you really shouldn't be here or have this discussion.
Yeah,
whatsoever.
What are we even talking about then? Because, yeah, exactly. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Brian's back from a weekend up in the North Woods. We're taking your phone calls, 844-967-2789. We're going to be right back. Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. That over there is Brian. You're listening to us on Devil Radio 92.7 FM in Madison, as well as the Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM out in Waukesha. You can join the conversation at any time, 844-967-2789. We're taking your calls and texts all hour long. But Brian, it's an interesting time, and I want to catch you up on some of the other headlines that you might have missed as well.
Please do. And then we'll take your phone calls at 844-967-2789.
Exactly. So, well, this is one of the ones that kind of jumped right out at me at the end of last week, and I wanted to share it with you again because it might have been glazed over with Friday's big decision. But in your neck of the woods, in the Shaw's listening pattern, the Muskego Norway School District, Brian.
I'm already tensing up.
They had their school board ban a book from 10th grade advanced English class.
Oh.
Now, 10th graders, Brian, well, that's about a 15 to 16-year-old learning about, probably starting to get some pretty advanced topics there in an accelerated English class. You know,
yeah.
There's the classics, and you get some modern era in novels in there as well. But the Muskego School Board says that learning about Japanese internment, too divisive.
Oh, really?
It's not balanced enough. It's too sad, Brian.
Actually, I should say, oh my.
Yes, that would be an excellent reaction to this news. But the Muskego Norway School District banned a book called When the Emperor Was Divine. It's a 2002 historical novel, and it's based on an individual's family's experiences during Japanese internment.
If only there were people alive today to go and verify the history of this horrible situation.
How do you bring more balance to the a novel like that, Brian? What kind of balance could the novelist provide?
They were doing it to just because they were just nobly intended. They were doing it because they didn't know who was a spy and who wasn't. Oh my, that's really what it was. Is that the other side of the story? Because if so, it was proven over time they were wrong. And in fact, they admitted they're wrong because they paid them back. They paid them back reparations.
Billions of
war
dollars.
War reparations.
In 1988, yes. At the height of the Reagan H.W. Bush era, $1.6 billion of reparations.
And these Reagan
pays.
Worshippers are turning around and going, "We can't learn about it. It makes us look bad."
Yeah.
Maybe it stops you from doing the same thing over and over again, making the same mistakes, maybe persecuting people because of them being different and you not knowing how to deal with them.
Yeah. So that's what's going on in the southeastern portion of the state. We got a school district banning a book on Japanese internment, Brian, because it's too sad and too divisive.
Hey, when in the history of ever have the people who ban books been on the right side of that history?
I cannot think of any occurrences.
Remember that
Brian?
Time where the free and open society was not allowed to read a book in school because. All right. Very good job. Very good job.
Well, let's head over to the phone lines, Brian, because we got our friend Nick in Madison calling in. Nick, what's on your mind this afternoon?
Hey guys, how are you doing? Good to talk to you. Actually, first time I ever called this show, so nice to talk to you.
Thanks, Nick.
But, well, thanks for calling, Nick.
Thanks. Yeah. I just think. And I'm not talking about the merits of the Dobbs decision at all. I'm talking about an argument you're making that I think is kind of lazy when you're talking about, it's precedent, stare decisis. You know what was also precedent before? The Fugitive Slave Act, separate but equal in schools. I'm glad those were overturned. Stare decisis be damned. Find a good argument against it and don't just throw in precedent.
I guess what I'm saying is that they told everybody in front of an open hearing that it was settled law. Every one of them talked about how it was settled law and how they can't see any way to go and rule otherwise that it was settled law. So that's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about that all precedent should, because again, if we do it, you can make the argument that precedent, women were property at one point, so that's precedent. You know, I get you there. I totally understand that argument. What I'm talking about is they completely, at least at the very best, misled everybody on what they were going to do. On top of that, two of them shouldn't have been there in the first place. You know it. I know it. Dogs know it. Which two? Gorsuch and Barrett. Gorsuch was not Trump's to make. That was Barack Obama's to make. Mm-hmm. And then Amy Coney Barrett, if you're going to go with the earlier, where you're going to have this precedent where, we're gonna hold it in the year of the election, they shoved it in with 2 weeks left. So by my calculations, Obama should have one and Biden should have one. But, you know.
Well, no. Here's the thing. By my calculations, I mean, Barack Obama nominated Merrick Garland and then he didn't get a vote. He wouldn't have gotten the votes. He would not have gotten nominated.
How do you know that? We never got to get there because the Republicans decided, people be damned.
Because I could see the math and I know how it would work out.
Well, you don't know that, Nick. You don't even know that because we never got the chance. And it was at the very least, it was absolutely horrible, horrible good faith stuff. It's no good faith. And I really can't trust anybody on that side anymore. I don't understand why anybody can even take them at any face value or that they will ever do anything that actually doesn't do anything besides cater to whatever they want. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters to them anymore. Nothing they said matters.
No precedent they had matters. No.
Nothing they had before matters. But it doesn't matter what they do anymore. They're just trying to take over power, and they're getting what they want now. So when your friends have less rights now, when your wife, when your daughter, when your mom has less rights, and when your gay friends have less rights, congratulations. It's because they cheated.
It is. It's heads I win, tails you lose mentality. And it's pretty weird to say everybody is just out for that power.
You start by saying, Nick, you can't go by the letter of the law, and then by the end of it, you're like, Well, by the letter of the law, they did everything they could. You know, that's what they could have done.
And right, and Democrats have every lever of power right now, and Democrats aren't going to overturn the filibuster to actually do the things that they would need to do that Republicans would do in a heartbeat if the shoe was on the other foot.
Doesn't matter, Nick. Your kids won't be able to learn about this history anyway because it's going to be told by the Bible.
They're going to outlaw it. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We see your calls lining up. We'll get back to the phone lines, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, everybody. Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Yeah, it is.
This has a couple different levels here on it.
It does. It does.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Southern Swath of Wisconsin. I'm in Waukesha on 540 AM. That's WAUK, as well as 101 FM, The Shaw. You're over in Madison on 1580 AM. That's WTTN, as well as Devil Radio 92.7 FM. Check us out on devilradio.com. The Devil Radio app. You can check us out.
You can check us out at devilradio927.com, though, as well. Yeah, that is a place you can listen to this fine program.
And then finally, give us a call, 844-967-2789. We will be getting your calls very momentarily, but I do want to read. This is somebody I used to know. This goes out to Ron Johnson. But I also want to say this goes out to a lot of people's friends over the week, over the weekend, because I know a lot of people who have unfriended a lot of people for rejoicing just a little too much in the, you know, losing of rights. And then, you know, to go and have it brought down to, well, stare decisis. Yeah, stare decisis my ass is really what I'm saying. They misled everybody.
I'm not saying that it shouldn't have been overturned just because of precedent. It shouldn't have been overturned because an individual has the constitutional rights to privacy and body autonomy. I wholeheartedly believe that during the height of the pandemic that organizations and businesses could have themselves mandated vaccines to enter the workplace or enter the place of commerce. I believe that the government cannot force you to get a vaccine. They could force you to have proof of vaccination to be able to travel federally.
They can ask you to get it and then warn you before you get fired, I would say.
But there is nothing saying that the government can force a needle in your arm with a COVID-19 vaccine. I've never believed that. I've never advocated for that. But the fact is that conservatives are claiming that there is a forced birth mentality to a woman. If a woman has a pregnancy that she does not want, that she, no matter what, no matter rape, no matter incest, no matter anything, that she does not have the right to her own body. She has to bring that pregnancy to term.
Honestly, the most important thing is, you know, Nick being really freaking pedantic about it. Nick's pedantics is really more important than losing the rights. You know, going and saying, oh, the stare decisis, well, it's a really weak argument. You know what? That doesn't change the fact that people have lost their rights, you pedantic Anyway.
hang on. Nick, I appreciate your call. And if you've got a conservative viewpoint like Nick, give us a call, 844-967-2789. Because if the best that you can say is that the argument that we're talking about is lazy, and you can't defend that, you can't defend the overturning.
If the argument is, well, they can do it.
Yeah, it's watch us. Watch us do it. Yeah, that is a big indicator of why we are where we are right now. Because the entire GOP is now a party that just wants to own the libs. That's all it is, Brian. That is their founding principle, and it's the only thing. So no matter what a liberal party in the country is for, they're just against it. And that's just what the mindset is.
Even if it benefits them, or
it's good,
or even if what they're advocating for is actually a liberal policy, like, I don't know, having Biden control the means of production of oil because they don't know what the hell they're talking
because
about.
Because they want a strong man to bring down the price of oil. Yeah,
because they're weak people. They're all weak people and need somebody else.
That's a lazy argument, if you ask me.
I don't really give a crap. You're lazy to go and call and, you know, completely ignore. You're lazy because you ignored the fact that somebody's rights were removed, you jack. Anyway,
but getting back to the other shout out from that song intro, somebody you used to know, Brian, tell us a little bit more about.
I will in just a second. Okay. I do want to share with you Lake Superior.
Okay, let's do that.
Lake Superior has a Twitter feed.
Yep.
And Lake Superior.
And to be fair, it's not the actual lake. It's somebody's got someone
has Lake Superior.
Right.
Lake
somebody
Superior.
Has an account
way,
on Twitter that is at Lake,
at
Superior,
Lake Superior.
And they tweet as if they are the lake.
Yes.
And it's
like
very
God
comical.
Like God on Facebook.
Yes. Yeah. Unless there's a God on Twitter as well.
Unless you guys think that's really God. In which case, I wouldn't be surprised because they would, because they worship that God and follow him, but never actually read anything in there. Just, you know, think, because if they listen to God on Facebook, they laugh.
We're back anyway, to Lake Superior.
Lake Superior. This lake vehemently stands with women having the right to choose. And Ryan chimes in. Yep, I follow Lake Superior for political takes. Man, can't anything just be fun?
And then Lake Superior let this Twitter unknown person have it, right, Brian?
Oh, yeah. To begin, water is one of the most politicized resources in the world. I, sir, am water.
True.
Secondly, if you need to unfollow an account because one in every 432 tweets from a satirical geographic Twitter account is a political political instead of fun, you need to work on your fragility. Thirdly, a large portion of life is not about being fun. A lot of life is about standing up for the rights of others, especially in the face of pedantics, Nick. I mean, especially in the face of historical imbalances that have historically favored cis white males while leaving others greatly disadvantaged. And then someone replying, Lake Superior just absolutely handed this guy his ass and I'm here for it.
Yeah.
And then someone also replied, Lake Superior hasn't wrecked anyone this bad since the Edmund Fitzgerald.
And that was my favorite tweet of the day.
Yes, that's
a good
fun
one.
So Lake Superior stands with you.
Yeah.
You know who I don't stand with is Senator Ron Johnson.
No. And Brian, when I was getting off the air on Friday, there was some breaking news about the senator, and so we shared it here on Devil Radio.
So did he lie or did he mislead everybody?
We're still finding out because this is the fifth iteration of his story. Because last week, the House Select Committee on January 6th.
Meeting tomorrow, by the way, noon.
They are meeting tomorrow. Station. Right here. You'll be able to hear it on Devil Radio 92.7 and The Shaw, 101 FM. At 12 p.m. Central Time, we're going to take those hearings gavel to gavel. But during last week, Tuesday, we found out that Senator Johnson actually played a role in the January 6th hand delivery, or attempted to play a role in the handing off of the fraudulent electoral ballots for the state of Wisconsin and the state of Michigan on January 6th, 2021. And since then, Senator Johnson's been kind of reeling. He's been changing his story pretty frequently, flip-flopping back and forth, saying, oh, it was nothing. Oh, well, we looked into it, but it wasn't a big deal. Or the vice president just said he didn't want it, so we didn't deliver it because he didn't want it, but it was an unnamed intern, and then it was my chief of staff.
I don't know anything about it, but here are some random facts about it.
Yeah, so all of a sudden, we're learning that he may have knew a lot about it. And so he was confronted by a reporter in the airport at Milwaukee, General Mitchell's airport.
Good for you.
On Friday, and he was leaving. He must have been returning home for the weekend, coming back to Wisconsin, and he was confronted asking, why didn't you fire your chief of staff? Some basic follow-up questions of where he was at and at his point of the story on Friday, Brian.
I got those cuts if you want to hear them.
Yeah, we could share them with the people. But essentially, the senator admitted to playing a, quote, two-minute role in the handing off of the fraudulent electors.
Well, a lot of people played a two-minute role and now have gotten themselves, you know, a lady pregnant. So, again, 2 minutes doesn't necessarily mean it's not important. I'm sure that he should know that, right? Does he have kids of his own? Does he care about
kids? I believe he has three.
Well, I do know his stance on kids, and it's not really that good. I don't know if you know that. He doesn't feel that
the society doesn't have any obligation to help anybody's children, right?
Yeah. That's really good. Here's the actual quote.
I've never really felt it was society's responsibility to take care of other people's children.
You know, the whole public education system doesn't count whatsoever. Great job, Senator Johnson.
Great job. But so he was confronted in the airport. He essentially, you know, it went from last Tuesday to saying, I don't know anything about that, to on Friday admitting, oh, yeah, we might have played a minor role in that. And so it's pretty telling. And the fact that the senator's office is doesn't have its story straight on this and cannot come down on what role they actually played on January 6th.
It's almost like we were right the entire time.
Seems like he might be culpable for some of the actions and the violence that took place that day, Brian, because he was playing a leading role in it, not a supporting character.
I think he was trying to play a leading role in it, or his staff
he was prepared doing stuff to be a leading
without
role.
Him knowing, in which case he doesn't know how to run his own staff.
Yeah. So it's going to be fascinating to find out. Maybe, who knows, because the January 6th committee has gotten so much more information that rather than wait until after the 4th of July holiday, because they were planning on going on recess, Brian. They weren't going to have any more hearings until after the 4th of July. And they announced today that they are going to have another hearing scheduled for tomorrow at noon. We're going to broadcast it live here on Devil Radio 92.7 FM in Madison, on the Shaw 101 FM out in Waukesha, as well as the Devil Radio app. So you can listen to the hearings wherever you are, gavel to gavel, starting at noon tomorrow. It's going to be interesting to see if this kind of rush of evidence and information that the January 6th committee hearing or the committee received will be in tomorrow's hearing, because I don't think the senator's ready for any more news bombs in involving his name, Brian.
Well, being a reactionary, he's not really ahead of anything. Let's talk to Mark from the SAC. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, doing great. Doing great. And Ron Johnson should be reminded that attempting a crime is still a crime. Being involved in the planning of a crime is still a crime.
Her neck was too thick. I couldn't slit it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's just, you know, and you might need to define pedantic for our conservative callers who don't know what the word means, that it is just we hear the arguments, and I mean, up until
I'm sure they'll look it up, Mark. They always look everything up.
and up until 1870s, children were still considered mostly property. I mean, because it wasn't a crime to beat your kid to death here in this country. I mean and up until the 1950s, women were still more or less considered property because husbands could more or less beat their wives, and nobody really said anything about it.
You got to also understand, Mark, that child mortality was, like, really, really not good. I mean, like, people learn very quickly not to get attached to their kids. And if their kid, who was, let's say, a runt, survived, runt for lack of a better term, I'm not dismissing those kids, but if those kids were, let's say, injured but then survived, or maybe, were weak afterwards, those parents looked at those kids like they were a burden and a challenge, not trying to support them type of thing in general, because it was survival of the fittest, because freaking infant mortality was ridiculously low.
The reason we cleaned up our water supplies is because of the mortality it caused on everybody. But of course, now the Republicans don't care. They care about the fetus, and they don't want to see abortions. But yet they fail to provide any kind of protection, like prenatal care support for mothers, or protecting a child from the exposure to all the contaminants. Republicans just think, I'll just dump that in the environment. It just doesn't matter, that the PFAS or lead or mercury or whatever else, that hazards are in the environment. They actually do have an impact on infants and infant mortality.
Well, Mark, you understand?
What their life is going to be like. It is just...
Mark, God will take care of it. It's part of God's plan for them to dump stuff in the swamp, right?
Yeah, and Mark, I mean, if they were truly pro-life and pro-kid, they wouldn't have more than 190 Republicans voting against legislation that would address the formula shortage. We'd have the Republican Party be in favor of expanding Medicaid here in the state of Wisconsin, because we're one of, I believe, 13 states still that hasn't expanded Medicaid. That would be one of the best things that we could do right now to help newborn children in the state of Wisconsin.
We're behind our neighboring states.
We're prepared to kick free lunch programs out of schools that have been delivering much-needed support amid the COVID-19 pandemic. The Waukesha School District wanted to end that program right here in this listening area.
They had no idea that people were poor in their own town.
That is the mindset that the Republican Party has. If they were truly pro-life, they would be advocating on all of those fronts to expand access and help mothers and children. And they're not. They're pro-birth.
People,
and that's what it is.
In Waukesha, thought there weren't poor people in their own town. They thought that every kid was already provided for and that the parents were just, providing for or just not providing for, and they're just trying to skate by on some government program.
Yeah, they're just looking for free handouts. That's what the citizens of Waukesha truly believe. Republicans in Waukesha wanted to end the free school lunch programs because of that mindset. And
what a Christian philosophy that
Brian,
is.
Brian, not a single Republican last week Friday Congress passed the largest expansion of common sense gun safety legislation. Bipartisan. There were Republicans on board. 15, I believe, in the Senate, 14 in the House. Not a single Wisconsin Republican in Congress. Not U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. Not Tiffany, not Gallagher.
They booed John Cornyn.
Yeah. None of them voted for the comprehensive slightest step towards reducing gun violence in America.
But at least the kids are doing drills. That's the important thing.
Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We got one more segment left in the day. Plenty of time for your phone calls. 844-967-2789.
I see you, Jeannie. We're going to come back to you right after the break.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke, the big guy over there. He's Brian. We're taking your phone calls, 844-967-2789. You're listening to us on Devil Radio 92.7 FM here in Madison. I'm holding down the Solidarity Realty Studios. Brian's out there on the eastern portion of the southern swath of Wisconsin, holding down the fort for the Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM. Talking rollout reaction from the rolling out of a numerous Supreme Court cases undermining settled precedent, but also just not really making a case. They again, Nick's call earlier was like, oh, our argument's lazy. Nick, if you read the opinion from the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade, they didn't actually justify any, there's no legal justification for the decision they made. They just decided to overrule Roe v. Wade because they had the 5 votes to do it.
Yep.
That's what it came down to. That's lazy. That's judicial activism in its laziest form.
I have an idea. I don't know if it will work. I don't know if it will gain enough momentum to do it, but I think you could have something. You need to have a couple ingredients in place, something like Illinois, which has completely Democratic-controlled state, mm-hmm. governor, all that. You need to have everybody on board. And you need to have one of those states, like Illinois or maybe Colorado, Connecticut, something like that. I need them to pass a law, the organ harvesting law. The law that if your organs are available and you die, they are automatically used for any patients to keep them alive. I want it passed, and I want it thrown up in front of the Supreme Court so they have to go and decide on bodily autonomy, specifically.
See, but you'd have
forced transfusions as well.
It would have the Supreme Court would take the same approach that they take with gerrymandering cases, where they cherry pick, Brian. They'd in, they just wouldn't hear the case again, because they don't want to hear it. That's what it would come down to.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
They get to choose what cases come before them.
Then the law stands. If you live in Illinois and you die in Illinois, good luck with your organs. You can bury the rest of you, but your organs belong to the state.
It would
because if a woman's body belongs to the state now, depending on what the state rules, your dead body should belong to the state as well. Why not? Again, stare decisis. It doesn't matter. Precedent doesn't matter, right? It doesn't matter. Let's just do it. Let's do it. Now that the precedent's been set, the state can decide what to do with your body. Let's go and take their organs. Jeannie from Eau Claire, how you doing? You want to take everybody's organs?
I don't know. I can't say on the radio what I'd like to take from those people from the Galdern Supreme Court. The men, and especially that woman that's on that court, what in the devil is wrong with her head? This is the most sickest thing that I've ever seen in my life. Who in the devil do they think they are that they should be allowed to make rules forcing women to go through pregnancy? It is nuts. Well, there have been times where birth control has failed, even defective birth control. It's sicker than anything I've ever seen in my life. I remember watching as a little girl with my mom and my sister when Roe v. Wade passed, and we were all celebrating and dancing around because this was the greatest thing that we ever seen. Finally, women had control of what happened with their body. Now, they can sit there and they go, oh, well, you know, there's a baby. Oh, it's life. Give me a break. The women are the one that are carrying this, and a lot of them get really sick. A lot of them can't work. Maybe they don't have money for their hospital bills, these jerk-offs, and they don't even want to provide any assistance or help or anything for a baby afterwards. Or this is the sickest bunch of fascists that I have ever seen in my entire life, and they should all be kicked out of that court because they lied. I watched all the hearing, those you-know-whats. I mean, I am just sickened by this. And I think, who in the devil do they think they are? Who in the devil do these sick old Republicans think that they are when they don't even have a majority, the son of a guns? Every goddarn person out there better pay attention, because this is fascism at its best. And in the school system, who in the devil do those parents think they are deciding what kids can read and what they can't? They could do it individually. Leave those books where they belong. I'm just sick of these son of a guns. They're sicker than a son of a gun, and they want to take down our country with the sick thoughts and actions and behaviors that they have. I'm sorry, guys, but I'm really mad and steaming, because this is a son of a gun and thing to do to all women, every woman. And the sickness even goes farther when they're going to force women who are raped and children who are raped. Who rapes a lot of children? People with an R after their name. Who have been the pedophiles? Look at Haskell or Haskert. Look at these people who are making these laws. Look at their background. Look how they treat women. Look how they treat their own wives. Let's look at the former president of the United States. What the devil did he do to his wife? Give me a break. Those people that think they're so-called Christians, maybe you need to go back to church and start really reading your Bibles instead of hurting people. Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
No problem, Jeannie.
Nothing to apologize for, Jeannie. We appreciate the righteous anger here.
Yeah, and hey, look, if you want to know who these people think they are, they think they know the will of God. That's pretty much the most blasphemous thing you can possibly do. They think they know the will of God. How arrogant do you have to be to do that? Give us a call, 844-967-2789. We're going to finish the show with Angie from Monroe. How you doing, Angie?
Hi. Hey, I just want to talk about, you know how you were saying that schools do drills for the shootings? Yeah, no, they don't. I actually have a friend here that's a senior. I'm in Greene County. And, yeah, she said she's a senior, but last time they did drills was a few years ago.
Okay, my kid does them active as well. We're in a different school district, but yeah, my kid does do them still.
Well, then it's a hit or miss of whether the school actually does it or not. So not all schools are doing these drills. So even though, you know, they have more than one door, I do know that they are locked. I used to do deliveries throughout Madison, and every school I've ever come across has an intercom. So it's not that it's a locked door, unless I knew a gun can shoot through a door. Just saying. So
it's almost like that door control policy that Ted Cruz and other Republicans are floating after Uvalde, Texas. Wouldn't actually work then, Angie.
Yep, pretty much.
Yep.
Appreciate the call.
I'm glad they're not doing drills. It's not like they're working anyway. And the last thing you need to do is decide, who am I going to go and stand in front
of?
Or
sure.
Is my teacher the kind of teacher that will throw me in front or expect me to help or what?
And I'm sure the reason that a lot of schools ended the drills, Brian, was because during the COVID-19 pandemic, a lot of schools were virtual and they just weren't doing the school shooting drills because they were in class virtually. And I'm sure it's not the immediate thing that you want to return to once you're back in school again.
Yeah, don't want them to. Well, you can return with us tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, we'll give you all the immediate reactions from the January 6th hearing that is going to be taking place tomorrow at noon, broadcasting on these great stations. If you miss any portion of the show, you can go check out this podcast at devilradio927.com. Follow the show at Dueling Tangents on Twitter. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 2.
Just remember, let's harvest those organs and harvest their blood.
Proud to tell you that was actually my sick idea.